Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
We love our airport, and so does the rest of the country. In fact, not that long ago, the Wall Street Journal ranked Sky Harbor International as the best airport overall among the country's 20th largest. It's the 8th busiest airport in the U.S., one of the 25 busiest on the entire planet. But in many ways, it feels like the valley itself. Big enough to offer all the amenities, but small enough that you don't feel lost or unnoticed. It's also one of the most convenient airports anywhere. Because of its proximity to downtown, the center of population for the valley, you don't have to pack a bag just for the trip to the airport like you have to do in a lot of other cities. So let's be careful to not mess up Sky Harbor as we take up the idea of expanding Sky Harbor. Something Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego talked about in her State of the City address.
Through the federal bipartisan infrastructure law alone, our airport is set to receive more than $250 million for upgrades.
Oh, and she talked about what they'd spend that money on. A new terminal.
Soon, we will need a new terminal to accommodate our future growth. And I'm proud to share that next month, the City Council and I will get to work on a cutting-edge terminal at Sky Harbor's West End. It will be beautiful with net zero greenhouse gas emissions.
Yeah. All that sounds great. But I'm wondering, what will they name this new Sky Harbor terminal? I don't mean which famous Arizonan's name that terminal will bear. We currently have the Senator Barry Goldwater and the Senator John McCain terminals. I'm talking about the numerical designation because we currently have two terminals and they are numbered Terminal 3 and Terminal 4. Those terminals kept their numerical designation as Terminals 1 and 2 were torn down. So do they go with Terminal number 5 or do we resurrect number 1? That might be super confusing to people exiting the valley wondering why we skipped a terminal. But making it number 2 or number 5 leaves them wondering why we entirely skipped the first two numerals or the first numeral. It's so confusing. We just may need to name it the new terminal and go with that and not even give it a name after some senator or other politician or great Arizonan. It is really weird that I think our airport is also distinct in having the coolest name of any airport anywhere. You know, we're in a desert, so they called it Sky Harbor. And yet, it's going to be so hard to figure out how to name one stinking terminal in the whole place.